part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
TTN
ad hoc episode.
With special guest Pauly B from Punky Radio.
This is pussy.
All right, hey, Casey's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
I'm Scott.
And this is, hey, because we are in a band, John.
That's right.
We are in a band, John.
We do have Pauly B.
It's very nice to be here. I think we should say up front that we are still drinking. We've been drinking for quite a while now.
Right.
But that your co-host as
Scott,
your co-host as he's taken in so much chlorinated water that after a single phlegm liver, he's gone and fucked himself.
Yeah, he's pretty hammered.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. What did he do with his great big swimmer's flipper when we were in the restaurant?
Oh my God!
You remember that?
He dumped his whole drink on the proper Mrs. Edwards.
On the proper Mrs. Edwards.
That's right.
Who refuses to be a guest on my fucking show. But he's more than happy to pretend to be Scott on this one.
Yeah.
I'm Scott.
Exactly.
And you got great pipes too.
That's
great voice.
Right. I'm glad you've clarified what you meant there, because I didn't think you were saying my wife had ridiculously nice breasts. You'll be telling me next they're the jiggliest baps on the Costa.
Jiggliest
baps. Well, they
are. Yes, they. Well,
she's got some jiggly baps.
That's what I'm good at, laughing. I'm like the Ed McMahon of the Johnny Carson show.
So listen, John, this isn't the standard total nonsense.
No, it's not.
Should you be tuning in for the first time, it's not normally as good as this.
No, right.
There's that swimmer with his flippers and his drunken nonsense.
He was so fucked up, and we do have recording of that.
Oh, we have, haven't we?
Yes, we do. We have about 9 minutes, and you can hear him wandering around, and we might even get him throwing up.
Hey, John.
I'm not sure.
Hey, John, why don't we sort that out in post?
All right. Yeah. That's the theme on the show. We say that, but we've never done that.
Yeah, you say that. I'm sat in your studio. This is some miracle media suite.
No, it's just regular.
I've never seen.
Joint.
For those of you that are regular listeners to the show, let me just say, if they've got a donations button on their website, don't ever fucking touch it. These cunts are loaded.
No, it's all
it's
cheap
beautiful
shit
down here. It's beautiful down here.
Oh, thanks, man.
It is.
I appreciate it.
It's like your basement where we're recording this evening is actually the size of England.
No.
Yeah, there's 46 million of us, and we're in a room about, I don't know, 20 foot by 10 foot square.
And it's surrounded by water. I have a moat.
Yeah, well, that's why we've all managed to stay there. Nobody wants to get pushed off.
Right, right.
But, oh, I'm sorry, you meant that you've got a moat.
Yes.
Well, do you know what?
You didn't see it.
If this house with you in it was in Sherwood Forest, where I live right now, me and my mates would be firing arrows in over the top of the ramparts.
Is that what they were called? Ramparts?
Ramparts.
Is that the little...
That's the bit, the kind of squiggly bits on the top.
Yeah.
They're the ramparts.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a combination of the two words, ramp and art, because they were all... what they did was they used to build them... The way they built them, you know...
What's your fucking point?
The way they built the pyramids, I'll explain, was they kind of built ramps up the sides of the rocks to get the next rock up.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's the ramp part bit.
It's the ramp part.
Like, that's the ramp part because, like, your average English castle was built by slaves one brick at a time.
That's
using
a load of
ramps.
Bollocks.
No, it's not. It's entirely true. And then as soon as the... you sounded like a sound clip. And
right.
And
like this one.
You lovely fellas.
Yeah, exactly like that one. And as soon as they got the ramp up as high as they could, they all stopped and painted beautiful watercolors of the surrounding scenery. And that's the art. That's the art, yeah. And they are ramp art.
That's fascinating history.
Well, it's a true piece of history.
I'm taken aback right now on my heels. It's phenomenal.
What, are you still wearing those heels?
Yes, I told you
damn, about those.
They're killing my feet.
Well, do you know what? The heels are okay, but the fur on the front is really puts me on.
Did I tell you about my trip to pick you guys up today?
No.
You'd called me. Okay, you called me earlier, and I couldn't understand a damn thing you were saying. And then you called me back and said you're about 2 hours out from Chicago. You're going to stop for something to eat.
Yeah.
And then about 5 hours later, you show up and you give me a call and say, yeah, we're dropping the car off at Alamo by O'Hare. Do you know where that is? I said, yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, right. With the traffic. Yeah. Good luck. Well, I was there in about 10 minutes. But the problem is,
I've only got your word for that.
I turned in the wrong place and I ended up having to go through the Hertz rental car, which they thought I rented a car.
And, it's a very nice car.
Yeah, they were giving me some shit about it. And then the guy finally ushered me through and told me how to get into Alamo, which was actually the shuttle bus area, which I had to get out of that again and then come back around because I didn't think you guys would walk all the way to the gate for the Alamo car rental with all your luggage. So I finally got in there and found you guys, and there was a... It was exactly a half hour later.
Yeah.
And how long did it take to get to my house? Maybe 10 minutes, 15?
Max, yeah, but you know what? You're crying like a girl, and we'd come from Lyons, Michigan.
That's right.
We've been in the car for 6 hours, and you're fucking moaning on about how you can't find a place that you know where it is.
Right, but I'm like, oh, shit, Jesus Christ, they're going to be pissed at me. I told them I'll be there in 10 minutes, and they're standing there going, what the fuck is this cocksucker?
But yeah, but we'd been too tight to pay the toll for the $2.94. So I said, oh, look, we can do the $94. It'll be fine. And then I've been to Chicago before.
Yeah.
And I know enough that if I'm on a road that's pointing directly at the Sears Tower and I can see it,
yeah,
I've missed the airport.
That's right.
But there was no way around it in the traffic. And Chicago's got the most unbelievable road system whereby you get a sign that says, oh, you've got to be, for where you want to go, you've got to be, it's the next exit, it's right.
Yeah.
It'll be four lanes across.
Right.
So and you've got maybe 45 seconds.
Holy fuck!
To get across four lanes. You get across four lanes, and then there's this extra sign. It must be the world-famous Chicagoan sense of humour. But there's another sign after it goes, not really. It's the left one you want. And you've got to fucking get back again.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
It's fucked up, I know.
It took us... We did 220 miles in 4 hours. And then the last 15 miles we did in an hour and three quarters.
And I was asleep, so I was no help.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
The problem is Edwards had an unnecessary beauty sleep. And left me there smoking fags and getting angry.
What kind of car did you have?
Ah, interesting you should ask that question.
Oh, all right.
We had a Chrysler TP Cruiser or PT?
Yeah, PT Cruiser.
A Chrysler PT Cruiser. And like
other way around, PT Chrysler Cruiser.
It's a PT Chrysler Cruiser. Let's call the whole thing off, right? And it's a car that it's actually come out in the UK, which is unusual because Chrysler have never really brought cars out in the UK. And when it showed up in the UK, it looked like a kind of rock and roll Adams Family sort of car.
Right, right.
And it looked massive. And when we picked it up...
It's fucking small.
It was a clown's
Detroit,
car.
It was it felt really small after the one we'd had. Entire clown's car. You do the honky bit. I'll do the other bit, right? Hold on. And it was like the doors are so narrow on it.
Right.
It's just like you just think as soon as you shut them, something else is going to fall off.
Or they're going to dent when you pull them shut.
And it has been described as a clown's car because as soon as you put your foot on the accelerator, it sort of goes... and then, like, I couldn't find the way to wind down the window, but I did find the custard pie chucker.
Oh, fuck.
But it's like it
but,
worked.
But you look cool in it, though. You had your shades on.
We thought we looked very cool.
Yeah. What color was it?
It was a gunmetal gray.
You call it that. I call it rock and roll green.
Rock and roll green.
Yeah.
It was gunmetal gray.
It was rock and roll green. For definites.
The smackdown for what definites. Color the PT Cruiser was.
Yeah, that's right. It's like that plasticine fight thing you've got. What's that called? I think it's called plasticine fight thing. No, celebrity death match.
Right. Yeah.
But it's known in the UK as plasticine fight thing.
That's a good title, I guess.
Well, do you know what though? That we don't get the full benefit of the show the way that you do, because of course in the UK everything's still in black and white. So we don't actually get the chance to enjoy the full color plasticine.
So you don't have the real electricity either. There's a guy on a bicycle.
It's not a guy. Yeah. It's a monkey.
It's a monkey on a bicycle, chasing a banana and going nowhere.
And the only reason that the monkey is pedaling around on the bike is because we threatened him that the people in Hartlepool will do the same thing to him that they did to his brother.
It's oh,
which was hang him.
Jeb Bush. Is it George W?
No, it was in the Napoleonic Wars.
Yeah.
There was Hartlepool in the northeast of England. It's now famous for the fact that they tried and convicted and hanged a monkey for being a French spy.
Come on!
No, so, and like the whole town, the nickname for them now is the Monkey Hangers.
Oh,
and
no.
And everyone calls it, I think it was the Napoleonic Wars. I hate to think it was more recent than that, but it might have been the Falklands. It was one of the two.
Oh, God.
So, Scott. Oh,
Scott. Yeah.
There's one thing we haven't done yet.
Scott.
We haven't done the...
That's right.
It's the heavy metal episode.
Got to have the tune to do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Paulie B and Carrie.
And Scott.
And Scott.
And the flipper swimmer.
Scott the flipper.
Scotty the flipper swimmer. Hi, I'm Scott. When I'm on my podcast, I sound really hard. But in real life, you give me a sniff of fucking shandy and I'm a big girl.
Oh, man. Poor Scott.
Fuck him.
You're horrid.
Right. Now then, Shudo, my wife, stroke, imaginary Scott. Scott.
Yeah.
I understand that you, Scott, before you got drunk on looking at my drink tonight, actually wrote out some very important, interesting questions. Is that correct?
That's right.
And have you got any that you'd maybe like to read out?
Wait, I have some audio from Scott earlier. Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on, let's hear it.
Here it is. Okay.
That does it. I tell you what. What a girl.
Right, what I've got is a mixture of questions and bullet points.
Scott, one question, Scott, if you don't mind. Scott, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a bonnet?
A bonnet.
He hasn't actually been sick this evening. He was making a volumentary.
Yeah. Volumentary.
A volumentary.
I could make a documentary. It was the funniest goddamn thing I've heard him say in weeks.
It was the only funny thing he said this evening, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
That's hard.
Right then.
Right.
Scott, so-called Scott of Total Talk Nonsense.
Well, I think there's some sort of order to this, bollocks, but I'm just going to take it randomly.
Yeah, so what's new?
So, why podcasting?
He's a fucking idiot, isn't he?
They're rubbish questions.
Are they?
One of the other ones is next to that. Why punk?
He's a tit.
I know.
You have to talk like this.
No.
So sorry. Paul,
so Paul, yeah.
Why the punk? Why podcasting?
Do you know, I'm worried that he's not here. It's like, do you think if he came over to us and we had him on, we'd ask him questions like that? We'd say, so Scott, why can't you handle your beer?
This is the best question, though.
All right, then.
What does the proper Mrs. Edwards think?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, I think he's a fucking load of toss. I think he's rubbish at writing questions.
Shut up.
Shut up yourself.
Is there anything that you'd like to ask us, John, while we're here? Because Scott has just failed fundamentally. Yeah.
There's one question that's quite long. I could ask you that.
Oh, ask me that then.
How does that fudge packing, Prince of the Crotch Goblins,
yeah,
Septic Wannabe team up with the great Paul B? What?
I think he's talking about...
I think he means, why the fuck did I let Tony on my show?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Cool.
Because of his technical expertise and his wonderful wit and wisdom.
Right.
Right.
Right. See, Scott even said right.
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 No doubt.
No doubt. Tell us about your exploits.
If Scott was from Canada, he would have said
he's doing a documentary.
He would have said no dude. Well, do you know what? I don't really want to give too much away about my ideas about this trip because I rather thought I'd do it myself on my own show in a couple of weeks' time.
But here's one.
Damn it!
Here's one of Scott's questions. Oh. Why are you here? I don't know whether he means in America or on the planet.
Are you sure that was from Scott?
Scott.
Or my mother?
Why? Why are you here?
Well, we're here as a direct result of our growing friendship and hands across the oceans of Punky Radio with AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
That's the other reason. Well,
that's all I'm good for, Polly B, is pressing the buttons.
Well, you pressed them beautifully. Did you say you're only good for Preston buttons?
Right.
That's an entirely different thing. Don't trust a man who has had his fingers cut off.
Right, right. So how...
one thing you've got to understand, Kerry, is that when you laugh on radio, it helps if you make a noise.
Well, she just ducked off
just
the mic.
Completely fucking lost herself there. She's just done. She's bent double laughing, done that thing when you drink your booze really quickly and laugh at the same time. And she's just got, what are you drinking? Red wine. It's all red wine coming out of her nose.
Vodka.
Vodka and red wine.
Vodka and Diet Coke. You fucking idiot.
Awesome.
Oh, you right. Planet fucker.
I was going to say, because when you said about the liquid cocaine the other night, he said, it's Jägermeister and Goldschlager.
Oof, that stuff's brutal.
And then I thought...
That makes you...
That's what it'll do. Yeah.
And then I said, well, what are you drinking? And I thought you said vodka and red wine. I'm like, bollocks to the liquid cocaine. Let's have some vintage fuck-up.
Yeah.
Vodka and Diet Coke.
All right, yeah. Actually, Scott is the one who provides all the content because obviously he's been thinking about this.
He's clearly been thinking about it very hard.
I really think the nerves got to him and he had to drink.
I think they did.
In the grace of the great Polly B.
I think he's been working himself up for this moment and actually meeting me was too much for him.
And he overdid it.
You think he shot his load?
Yeah. I think he did.
He fired it off.
I think as he was shaking my hand, he was emptying his sack.
Well, we've heard in previous podcasts, he tends to hold on to himself a little often. Yeah.
But he is fantastic. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Clearly, when sober. And it just makes a mockery of the fact that we can hear you drinking during the show when quite clearly you're getting stuck into whatever right. you're having. And when you say to him, and what are you drinking? He says, oh, this evening, John, I'm drinking the Glenlivet.
Glenlivet.
And what he actually means is either his own sick or water.
Right.
Well, this evening, John, I'm drinking my own sick.
Usually, I'm pretty fucked up by the end of the show. I could hardly function. And,
well, yeah, but do you know what? You wish you were out here, mate. The proper Mrs. Edwards has just exposed her breasts to me.
Nice.
They are. They are. Like, if those puppies are for sale, I'll have the one with the pink nose.
That's pretty funny.
Thanks.
A little smattering of applause there for you.
I'm here all week.
try the veal.
Yeah. You went, and it's 2-for-1 on Wednesday.
Try some of the horse burgers there.
Is there any more stuff for you to read out there, Scott, Mrs.?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The ones I haven't done. What is the future of podcasting?
Punky radio.
What? You got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry.
He wrote that fucking question.
This is a good one.
Is your fucking partner?
This is a good one. You'll have things to say about this.
Oh, will I?
Yeah. What podcasters have you met?
But I don't want to get...
Well, you can give a brief outline.
I can reveal that I know not only the names, but the faces of Preston Buttons... and the word whore of the third best podcast in the world, Air Out My Shorts.
Wow.
Don't give the names away, though.
What? Do you think they'll be upset if I exclusively reveal that they are, in fact, called Brenda and Tarquin?
Oh!
What have I done? And for those of you out there that have been stalking the word whore over the last eight or 9 months, let me tell you now, she weighs about 40 stone... And she's got a face that you wouldn't chop sticks
40
on.
40 stone. What the hell is that? 40 stone.
40 stone, it's like...
It's gargantuan.
What's that in pounds?
It's
about 80 quid. No, what's that in pounds?
Well, it's 14 pounds to a stone.
14 times 40, so 40 560.
Wow.
Fuck. Are you autistic?
No, but I can tell you that... June the 13th in 1487 was a Thursday.
Wow.
And if you give me a pencil and a bit of paper, I'll draw a church for you just using lines.
That's very good. That's good. We'll have to do some Rorschach studies later.
I always knew you were special.
I'm not autistic.
Special K.
I'm not autistic.
No.
I'm not autistic.
He's artistic.
I'm not autistic.
Are you not autistic, or...?
I'm not autistic.
He's not autistic either. Some of the drawings I've seen have been fucking rubbish.
I'm not autistic. I'm not autistic.
Always looking.
He can't paint for
always
fuck.
Always looking. I can't paint for
Am
fuck.
Am I saying it wrong? It's always looking.
Always looking. So, you've got to be always looking.
Always looking, no matter where you are. Hey, guys, show. You might be in this town for the first time, but for my example, yeah, as a Dutch man in the US of A, as I was, you got to know about Chicago. You got to be always looking when you are driving around. Always looking. You look at the sign in the road. Yeah, you know the shine.
The cars, and the buses, the green shine, the trams.
And you look at the sign.
So
fast. Always
looking.
It says exit. So right, yeah, the exit. Right, 1.5 miles. That's not 2 miles. That's not ready yet. It's 1.5 miles, and then you get to the 1.5 miles. But show, you don't want the exit left if it's told you exit left, even though you've got across the 4 lanes with the exit left, and there's a guy behind you. Show, he's going on his horn. Clearly not a Chrysler TPPT Cruiser. Otherwise, it'll go right. And you get across the 4 lanes, and the guy's hooting his horn. You look around. He's show. Yeah, he's a state trooper, right? But it don't matter. You get across there, and just as you're going off the lane, the exit lane, where you think you're in the right lane for it. Yeah, right, show. You get there, and then there's this other sign that goes, not really, show. You've got to be always looking.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
What the hell are you talking about, man?
He's off on one.
I was riveted, but I didn't know why.
Exactly.
No idea what he's on about.
Are you a Peter Pupper?
Tell me what
are was... You, are you a peanut fucker?
No, a Peter Puffer.
Peter
Puffer.
Are you a peanuts fucker? No, I prefer coconuts.
Tell me what's behind this soundbite.
Especially! Oh, especially!
What the hell is that? It's the funniest goddamn thing I ever heard, but I don't know what the fuck it is. No,
all that happened was Tony, my co-host and lover, he got a bit of a high voice on for something or other. I can't remember why. And then he just came to, he'd got an email from someone or other, and he bless him, he can't really read very well. And he came to read out this word on this email that we'd printed off and came to say especially and just couldn't say it. Especially. And because he'd had the high-pitched voice on, yeah. Thing is, I sit in a swivel chair in the studio.
Yeah.
So I just sort of went, especially! Like that. And then as soon as I did it, I thought, that'll be funnier if I'm spinning round. So then spun my own chair around. So I was going, especially! Especially!
Like, especially!
Like that.
Oh,
and it just,
the last one. Yeah.
But the thing was, I meant it, and I'd swivel around on the chair three or four times, and he was just looking at me, like, how dare I make fun of him about one word? So when I couldn't say unequivocally the other week, he thought he'd got his own back by going. Unequivocally, because the only impression it can do is, of course, pirates.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was what that was about. Anyway,
pirates. Our Jim Ladd. Hey, you know I can't even do it.
They've just they've brought out Pirates of the Caribbean 2, haven't they?
Yes.
And in the first week in the US, it took $132 million.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed because, you know, kids can't go, don't you?
Why?
Because it's rated R.
Is it real?
Got him, Kerry. Easy.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That's very good.
It's like, this guy's a dream audience. Are there any more questions there, love? I mean, Scott.
Where have you been?
Yeah, where have I been?
Yeah.
We've done that, haven't we?
No, you did one. What podcasters have you met?
Oh, right. Where have you been?
Yeah.
Montreal, Toronto, Niagara, Detroit, Lyons, Michigan, and now here. That's right, isn't
yeah.
it? And that's in 5 days.
Wow.
I fucking hate yeah. Skype!
6 days. We've done that in 6 days. We've driven about 1,200 miles, I reckon.
It's been a long way.
Yeah, that's a lot of driving.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking.
And a lot of drinking, too.
We've carried our bats twice.
Now, what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's a cricketing term, right? If you open the batting, which means when your team goes into bat,
yeah.
You're one of the first guys out, the first two guys out. If you're one of the first two guys that go out to bat, and at the end of the day, you're still in bat.
Yeah.
So you haven't been bowled out, basically. You've carried your bat.
So you carried
right.
your own weight?
No,
yeah, you carried your bat
just,
all day.
It just means that the bat that you took in, at the end of the day, you were undefeated and you took it out again. You carried your bat. But it also means if you're one of the first batsmen and... you see out the whole innings.
Yeah.
So there's 11 players, so there's 10 wickets, because you need to have at least two men at each end. So there can be 10 wickets taken, right?
And how long does it take a game?
A game of a test match takes 5 days.
Wow.
But they do. There's a 1 day version of the game, and they do this thing 2020, which is 100 overs, which is... No, sorry, which is 20 overs each, hence the name. And that's 120 balls each, 120 deliveries each. So it is different. But the five-day game in its purest form,
yeah,
it's just fantastic. Someone, I spoke to someone, and they, because I'm a massive football stroke sucker fan, and he said, he said, why don't you like cricket as much as football? I went, because football's a beautiful game. It's the most incredible spectacle you can see. And he said, yeah, but it only lasts for 90 minutes. I went, yeah. And he said, well, if you go and see cricket, you don't see your wife for 5 days. It's right. The best sporting event there's ever been. And it is impressive. And it's one of those games that it's much easier to watch it on the TV than to be at the ground. We went to see England v South Africa at Trent Bridge, which is not far from Sherwood Forest where we live. And we saw 14 wickets that day because we went through all the South African batting and they went through some of ours after. And we decided that for every wicket that fell, we'd have a pint of Guinness.
Oh, man.
They've got no idea what you're on about. Wickets and fucking... Well, no clue whatsoever.
We'd had 14 pints of Guinness by 6:30 in the evening. And then we went out.
And how long would you just show up at the game or
well,
you got to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
But how long do you get to stay there?
It's professional sport.
As long as it lasts.
Well, no, because you buy a ticket by the day.
Wow.
So we went for the Sunday.
And how long is a day last? 3 hours?
No, the day starts at 10:30 in the morning, finishes about 6:30 in the evening.
So they're playing that whole time.
Yeah.
They nip in for drinks and sandwiches.
Yeah, they have breaks and that. They have tea. They have good old-fashioned tea.
No way.
Sandwiches and scones. And
we are not making this up. They do. They come out about 10:30 in the morning.
That's insane, man.
No, mate, right? They come out about 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they play until about 1 o'clock. And then they have half an hour for lunch. It's called lunch.
Lunch.
Right, and they go in and they have sandwiches and they kind of muck about and like maybe play a game of air hockey if they've got
a scone.
Right, and then after lunch, they come out and they then play until about 4 o'clock when everything stops for tea. And they go off the field for 20 minutes.
Wow.
To have a cup of tea. And then they come back out at about 5:20 and play until maybe 7 o'clock.
That's crazy.
And they actually have lunch and tea.
I mean, watching American baseball is cool, but sometimes I'd rather watch grass grow because it's so goddamn boring.
The thing is that the thing with baseball now is that the same thing, there's 3 or 4 different balls that they can bowl, aren't there, basically?
Yeah.
And there's 3 or 4 ways to try and hit them. And that's about it.
That's it.
That's it.
And do they use gloves or anything to catch it? Catch the ball?
No, they're men of steel. They don't have. That's the other thing, that a baseball is softer than. Basically, a baseball is a small white leather ball that's stitched. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a cricket ball is a collapsed star. Right, they are the fucking hardest. It's a black hole. They're the fucking hardest things you've
ever
seen.
Very dense material.
Right, yeah, they really are dense, and they hurt when you just sort of toss one to you, let alone throw it. And the only person who's allowed to wear any gloves on the pitch is the wicketkeeper,
and that's the guy who pitches it.
That team. The what? Sorry,
is he the pitcher?
No. No, because
because I'm gonna have to look it up.
The pitcher is called a bowler. Is the catcher? Yeah,
a bowler. Okay.
The catcher is allowed to wear gloves.
I've seen George W. Bush actually bowl a pitch or whatever you call it.
What? Do you mean play cricket?
Yeah, just while he was over in the UK,
and whatever,
for some silly photo shoot.
It was probably as embarrassing as the 1994 World Cup when Diana Ross missed the penalty and the goal still fell apart.
Diana Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
1994 World Cup, which was held in the US.
Yeah.
It was the second biggest sporting event on the planet after the Olympics. But clearly none of you cunts noticed.
No.
And they had this massive, massive, cheesy, classic US opening ceremony where the highlight of it was Diana Ross would sing a bit of one of her famous songs.
I'm coming up.
Was she doing that one?
I want the world to know.
Was she doing
I
that
got
one?
To let it show. Yeah, right. I'm coming up.
That's good. Nice voice.
Hey, Scott, you've got a really beautiful singing voice. Right? And then she walks down these steps in the middle of the pitch, the same way that someone's singing at the Super Bowl and maybe get a tit out or something. Right?
Right.
She walks down these steps, and then all she has to do is walk up to a ball and kick it in a straight line.
She's got one of those stupid fishtail dresses on, though, hasn't she? So she can hardly walk a step.
She kind of waddles down the steps, walks up to the ball, and the thing is that it's a symbolic scoring of the goal.
Right.
So that when the ball goes in, the goal falls apart and all the fireworks go off.
Yeah.
And she kicks this ball and just misses the goal completely.
The goal's pretty big.
Yeah. And she missed a full-size goal. There's no goalkeeper there.
Right.
All she's got to do is kick the ball in a straight line.
Right.
She skies it off to the left, but the thing is, everything's set up.
It's all a muck-up, innit?
So the goal explodes in joy that she's scored anyway, even though she's missed. And all these fireworks go off, and everybody in the stadium just look around at each other going, they made a right balls up of that,
didn't
they?
That was rubbish.
That was fucking shit, that was...
Goes the fireworks there.
So, hey, John, how are we doing for time?
Almost an hour.
Gee, almost an hour. God, we got to stop this, but we'll be back soon, with part two. You don't want to do it, do you? You're fucked.
Are you crazy? Yeah, I don't want to do it.
part two tomorrow.
I thought we were going out tomorrow.
We'll do it
when we get back.
Do you think Phil Me Crack Up With Cum will show up tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know, Phil.
We'll do when we get back and we're all fucked up.
Well, yeah, that would probably
Look at you, little Miss Recording Standards over there. Fucking never done a day's podcasting in her life and now shows up like she's fucking Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions.
Yeah, she's gonna be a new guest on your show now.
Yeah, she's not coming.
I'm her sidekick.
She's not upstaging me.
I can't get pissed like this on a weekday when I'm at home.
What? Don't you do it on a Sunday?
No, we do it on a Monday.
Monday.
We do it Monday night. From about 12:30.
On a school night.
Yeah.
So you do that after your radio show?
Yeah.
So you do the radio show Monday and then boom, do the podcast.
We do a 3-hour radio show in Studio One and then we have a cup of tea. Tony has a Horlicks. And then... we go into the other room and make podcasting gold, yeah.
And I'm well in my nest by then.
Oh, and just in case you didn't know, punkyradio.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
Paulie B from punkyradio.com. Lastminutecomedy.com, right?
Yeah, or lastminutecomedy.com. Just, if you type in Paul B. Edwards to the internet, you find fucking loads of stuff you probably shouldn't. I think the first thing that comes up is a review of my stand-up comedy act, and it says, if you like songs, go to a concert, but the jokes are shit. And I think it's the first thing you get when you type my name in.
And it's pretty funny.
It's downhill after that.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, I think that's all the time we have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for flying all the way here from... England.
What? Yeah, just to make a shit.
I can't remember where the hell. Let's see.
Just to make a shit podcast.
Just to make a shit podcast.
50% of the blokes that should be in.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Scott.
You're doing a great Scott, by the way.
She is doing a great Scott.
She's fantastic.
She just needs to not be able to hold a drink as well and get grim as flippers and she'll be fucking sorted. Oh, and if you could wear a bonnet, that would be great as well.
Bonnet.
What's with a bonnet?
You say a bonnet.
He's a bonnet. He's all right. Bonnet.
Thanks for coming. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. We're out.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.